5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sink.
Sink.
Sink. Sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 217 of the TTV Podcast. I'm Messing.
Party Girl. Wait.
I'm Messing.
I'm Buttermann.
I'm LJ.
I'm John.
I'm Ben.
I'm Fweffy.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
Oh! And ladies and gentlemen!
217!
Yeah! Man, that's a viewer.
Too many people!
It's too many men! Too many people making too many problems!
Okay, so...
No music segments for the end, bye.
So, I haven't been here in a while. So I did,
can't you
I,
see this
I
is a land of confusion?
But aside from the butchering that Ben did to it, that was good. I like that.
We did it last week just because you weren't on. We were like, do it. LJ's not here.
Wait, hold on. The butchering.
The first time.
What did I do?
You did kind of like try to interrupt it.
The
sequel
early. To The Conjuring, the butchering.
You got to wait until after he says the episode number at the
no,
very end.
No.
Then you can be like Mardi Gras.
You guys always tried to standardize the Mardi Gras, and it's stupid. The Mardi Gras is supposed to be spontaneous.
Yeah,
Mardi
the Mardi Gras,
Gras
is a living
after
entity.
We
said our names.
Let the man do his Mardi Gras.
Yeah, shut up.
Leave him alone. He does what he wants.
Before we get into this episode, I'd like to say this episode is brought to us by our epic sponsors at Vessel and the TTV message boards. Really great people. I'm glad we had the opportunity to work with them, and we'll be talking about them more during the show.
That sounded so fake.
Like, yeah.
Oh,
we'll talk about them more.
Message boards. Yay, yay, yay.
Now listen, the guys that run those message boards, they've partnered with us for a long time.
They're troopers.
Always really glad to have them around.
Not
oh, yeah.
troopers, but troopers nonetheless.
Those message boards guys, they are always just sending us money just to keep on making TTV and everything, you know?
Yeah.
I know, honestly, they've been like, from day one, they've been a sponsor. Really, they've been so supportive of us.
Yep. All right.
Well, to be fair, that part's true.
Yeah. So.
Totally is.
Without further ado, let's, I think, address the elephant in the room. Tenebrae Invictus, who are you?
Halloween.
Hey, don't call him an elephant.
Yeah, that was really mean. That's
offensive.
Wait,
also
not in the room.
Yeah, don't offend the elephants like that.
Did you just assume his political alignment?
Wow.
Tommy Wiseau's not even here.
Or he is stereotyping me. Thailand is known for having lots of elephants. So, wow.
Did you get to pet an elephant while you were in Thailand?
I think I have. Not the last time I lived there.
Did
I pet an elephant in America, so.
Elephant.
So,
people in America are elephants.
I smuggled an elephant on a plane once.
Did you ride an elephant?
I hope it didn't get shot.
In my past life.
What? I'm an elephant in my current life.
That's why I never forget things.
You have to go to the gym. Fix that, Ben. I don't know what else.
That's why I never forget things.
So when I was looking into it,
I have elephantitis.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Envy.
You have... Wait, you have an inflammation of the elephant?
Yes.
The elephant's on fire, yo.
It's pretty
serious. This elephant's gone stale.
Inflammation is not the same as on fire.
Your elephant is inflamed. No!
No!
Not my elephant! Not my elephant! Anything but my elephant!
I mean, fire is not the same as actually being on fire, to be fair, Takuma.
You're on fire! Anyway.
I'm on fire.
That's all I got out of it.
Hey, Envy, correct me if I'm wrong. The last episode you were on was 100.
No,
wait,
I think
really?
I was on past that. I think that's when we announced that I was leaving, though.
Yeah,
that's when we announced you were leaving. Okay, well, what was the last episode you were on then?
I don't know. I can look it up.
It was after 100, but it was before 107.
What was our subscriber count like at the time?
Like, not high.
It was
under
10,000.
It was around 9,000.
Yeah,
just
was
over,
it was probably about
over 9,000.
Do you remember when I told you before you left? I was like, I think we'll be triple this amount, almost quadruple this amount by the time you come back.
What do you
know? Yeah, you came back and
you
were right.
You exactly said, you know, we're gonna. I bet we're gonna be at 35,000, but you were wrong.
We're at
36,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
So,
way to sell us short, Kai. Someone clearly doesn't have faith.
You have been gone a long time, 2 years. Our subscriber count has like tripled, almost quadrupled. A lot of people don't actually know who you are. So for all intents and purposes, this is like, for a lot of people, it's like getting a new cast
actually,
member.
Yeah.
You know what?
The majority of the audience does not know who you are.
Almost 75% of the audience has no idea.
Yeah, give a little primer as to who you are and what you're all about.
Whoa.
I feel like that's hard to do because I have no idea what I'm about either.
Okay.
Aren't you about
6'2"? Thanks for giving me an existential crisis, Envy.
What are your interests, Mange? What do you like? I mean, Envy. That's going to be confusing. I got to call you Envy.
Yeah, no, it's
Envy.
You have to explain that.
You should have dropped that Mange thing a long time ago.
Really?
But I like Mange.
It sounds so
Mange
disgusting because it's like the word I think of is mangy.
The Mange is disgusting.
Mange. It's like mangy. Like that mangy cat Envy. Or something.
I just don't like Envy as much. Mange is so much cooler sounding.
Envy, what's your background in the Bionicle community?
You hear that? He doesn't like you.
What are you all
in the Bionicle
about?
Community?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is an interesting topic. I joined the Lego message boards back in the day in like 2004, and somehow I got redirected to the infamous BZ Power in 2004, September 2004. And then it was like 5 years later, I met everybody else here.
What did you do on BZ Power?
Just posted
nothing
a lot.
Nothing of worth.
Sprite comics.
Lots of comics. Tried some writing early on in the day. But I got into the comic scene, sort of.
Oh, yeah, you were
another
a comic maker, too. Okay.
Another
How
one.
Many of us were comic makers?
Basically everyone.
Literally everyone but Meso and Viper.
Yeah.
In this call right now?
This call right now? Yeah. Every single member of
High
us was a comic
for
maker.
Not
Viper.
I mean,
you guys missed out.
Well, I was.
I made one comic, a special kind of subculture.
To be fair, comics were not my major; they were my minor.
When you guys were hanging out,
that's true.
I didn't
you were kind of a literature guy.
I mean, it was my minor too.
But you're part of that like the in between wave, like between like the like Dark 709 and all that stuff, and then like in between there's like the Blade Titan and Gavla and Vakama TK, and I think you were part of that wave too, weren't you?
Kind of, yeah.
That group of people that came like after those.
Takuma was around when Gerlicky came around.
I was gonna say, I'm trying to remember what his series was called. He had the
That's messed up. That's
lost
that. Yeah, that was a good.
No,
good
I think
series.
It's pretty normal.
Does anyone else really find that? Anyway,
no one finds.
I liked Gerlicky's because you didn't see a lot of photo comics, and I liked mine because no one could do what I was doing. So I had a superiority complex.
Very nice. Well, hey. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, Mange.
I just want to preemptively apologize to both the editor and the audience for my sniffles.
That's fine.
That's okay. My audio levels are crazy right now.
You've got to get better.
Oh, there's a thing with Audacity where like, it turns down your audio. I just have to sit there and turn it back up.
You still have a cold from this week? All right.
I got over a cold.
I would have answered your question, but I asked what, and you never replied.
Well, no, I did. I just got talked over.
This is getting derailed so much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people.
This is how you know Envy hasn't been around for a while. This is getting
derailed.
In
that case, apologies preemptively, audience, before you post the comments about Viper's audio being up and down. Sorry. It's like, there's not really much to be done with that.
Hey,
blame Audacity.
Speaking of Fleff.
We gotta figure
speaking
out why
about Fleffs and ups and downs, can we talk about the big thing that happened this week?
Oh. You're actually here. What's up with that?
Yeah, you are
Overwatch
here. But you were not here when the thing happened.
No. What?
Welcome
the
back.
The one time Bionicle
thing.
Has been relevant in pop culture for like the past 7 years.
Yeah, so Bionicle out of complete nowhere.
Literally,
suddenly,
I have no
literally
idea.
Literally out of nowhere. I don't know what prompted it. It became a
I know
meme.
What prompted
me
it.
Me leaving the internet prompted it.
Someone put a meme on MeIRL, which is a subreddit where you post an image. And the rule in that subreddit is that you submit the image, and the only text you can have in a title is MeIRL. So this is like me in real life. And for some reason, someone did a Bionicle meme, and it caught on like wildfire. And then people would take like
which
established
one
memes and put Bionicle faces on it, or like put Bionicle references on it.
They Bionify.
Like, so you know the one where it's like, oh, you know, what am I doing? Nothing. And you're like, oh, my parents aren't home. And you're like, oh, I'm coming over. And then so like they did
oh, right, yeah. Was that the first one?
I think so. It was one of the first ones.
I know which one was the first one, but it's not exactly appropriate.
There's okay, so many to sift through, and not all of them are appropriate.
There's the haircut one, where it's like, hey, I want this, like, what kind of haircut you want? He's like, I want this kind of haircut. It's like, I got you, fam.
120% chance that the boy with this hair will steal your girl, and it's like, right, man bun. Tahu hair. Spiky hair.
Yeah. Yeah. This you, become more beautiful
you than versus this. The you guy she tells Andrew, you not to worry
yeah,
about.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's
come over. I have the mask of light.
Yeah, exactly.
Other cultures' interpretations of Jesus. You know, that one, my roommate showed me because he knew, like, he knows I did it like Bionicle videos. He was like, "Hey, did you see this?" And I was like, "Dude, you have no idea."
I can't believe.
But he showed it to
happening.
Me on Facebook.
Yeah,
it's about
the
a week
funniest
later.
Thing about Facebook. The entire situation is that Viper is so in the memes. Like, out of everybody here, her meme game is on point.
And Bionicle memes specifically.
Viper literally posts Bionicle memes like all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I make memes
every
all the time.
Single
and now,
like, if I had a dime for every time I've seen Triggered,
and you
Baraka,
you completely missed out on the Bionicle meme.
I know. This one. I moved. Okay, so and I'm not gonna get internet till the 25th of October, right? And then I'll be on holiday for 2 weeks. Okay, right. So I leave.
So how do you have internet now?
Because I'm at my brother's flat at the moment.
The power of memes.
The power of siblings.
But we have one siblings. Day to make up for the lost
yeah,
time.
So, I go to this cafe because
time to get to
I'm
it.
So desperate for internet. I pay an overly expensive hot chocolate to just sit in a cafe and use their internet. And the first message I get is Meso going, "Hi Viper, how are you?" And I'm like, I hate having no internet. And he's like, "Mom, do you know what's going to add to your day? Bionicle memes are popular." And I'm like,
"Yeah,
you
so that's
kidding
a thing
me?
That Meso does. That's a thing that Meso does.
He likes to make you feel bad.
If you're having a good day, if you're having a bad day, it doesn't matter. He's going to give you bad news."
Well, I was happy.
Hey,
I'll
LJ,
just have internet.
Are you enjoying your live stream? Well, guess what happened to your Makuta
see?
Model?
Magat inaccuracies. And you're like doing Q&A in the live stream. You're like,
I'm
ask
in the
me questions.
Of my live stream,
and
I'm
asked him, what's
I
your least favorite Makuta inaccuracy?
I love doing live streams. And then Meso, he'll just come in there and go like, "Hey, by the way, you know that in those instructions
you know those
that you
things
made inaccuracies and
you
feel
need
real bad about?
To do.
I'm going to make you feel even worse about them."
Yeah.
Thanks, Meso.
Yeah, you know,
no problemo.
Those, those things
what was that, Viper?
You need to do.
They're memes you need
all
to
those
post.
Things we
things
need
to do.
To post.
And it wasn't ever on recording,
where,
so we can't
so, okay,
do it.
Here's the thing, too. With Bionicle memes, once it became
three.
A meme, other people started to, like,
jumping
capitalizing
on it.
Like, Discord. Discord, the guy who like manages a Twitter account, did a hoodie giveaway, and he just put like Tahu's mask on it for whatever reason.
Yep,
it was just there.
The freaking Bulrock.
No.
Every time I see a Bulrock and one, it's just like okay.
Okay, now this is another fun thing that Meso will do.
All of a sudden, over the last like week or
he
so,
he will always post something immediately after you just posted the thing.
It's because we're looking at the same stuff. I'm not paying attention to the chat. I'm just finding me.
Yes, we know.
I love
that's
the
our problem.
Oh, wow, Meso, you did it again.
You don't even have to scroll up to see that I just
I'm
posted
not scrolling
it.
I'm on Discord, though.
This
I'm on Reddit.
Is the second time you've done this to me in so many days.
Well, okay, you did this to Purple yesterday.
Here's,
how
here's
are you
my
doing
thing.
This?
Okay.
So
here's
anybody
my
that's
thing.
On Imgur, Meso is a reposter.
He really is.
Yep.
He really yes.
Is. I will. I admit I've done it once too. I did it to an article you posted like yesterday that came out. But in my defense, here's what happened. I saw the article. I thought it was
wait,
relevant.
Which article was this?
I forget. It was like some. I think it was a College Humor thing. And I was like, whoa. So like I saw it on something on Reddit, and I copied it and I pasted it in the Discord on my phone. So I didn't like I couldn't like scroll up or anything. Oh, I could have scrolled up, but I was like in the middle of class and everything. I just wanted to share it with people real quick in case they hadn't seen it. So that is why I've reposted.
Unacceptable.
Meso though, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
well, you're right here.
No
you're
excuse.
In Discord. We are talking.
Was this in the gaming chat or what? Because I'm
no,
not.
No, this
seeing.
Is like this is in the general.
Yeah, it was
yesterday.
General, like 2 days ago.
Oh yeah,
yesterday's.
Yesterday, 2 days.
I think
ago.
My favorite meme that's been posted
I don't
so
remember.
Far
anyway,
is the one with Drake and
worse.
The red pins.
I like.
Dad.
I like the Piper attack
saw that
one.
Before this blew up.
It's like you better not play trash, yo.
Of course you do.
Top 10 anime intros. I
think yeah. my favorite one's really inappropriate.
Yeah, I know. Mine too.
All right. Right?
I think okay. One of our members actually made that Drake one.
Very nice.
It was, you know, I tried to get one popular, and it did better on Twitter than it did on me IRL.
Yeah, okay.
It's really hard to get.
You tried. You had some really good ones, though, because
I did.
They involved me, and they were really funny. But they just didn't take off.
I did think they were really funny, honestly.
I need to.
The combination of that photo with the caption was, like, spot on.
Of course, now that photo is out in the public, I'm never going to be... No one's ever going to let me live that down.
Nope. You're done.
I need to get to work with these memes.
It's already died out.
You should.
Oh.
Okay. No, Takuma. Do not
Journey to Wah.
Freaking... Do no, not okay. post Journey to Wah again. I can't.
Don't do Journey to Wah. I love it. It's
the Journey
great.
To Jaw.
Post it again.
Don't post it again.
Gotcha.
I dare you.
I gotcha, swear to God, that freaking Journey to Wah poster gets retweeted to me every week, at least once a week on Twitter.
It's like those,
I love it.
I've seen it so many times.
It's like those pictures of Jeff Goldblum Facebook pages, and like they post
look,
the same
worry.
Face every day, and I just like I always repost it.
I love Journey to Wah.
You
man.
Do. You do that.
No,
on
don't
Facebook.
Worry.
Yeah,
it doesn't
Jeff
have
Goldblum
to be the
picture.
Journey to Wah. Just remember the Journey to Jaw.
Yes.
We'll be fine.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Good times.
Yeah, you missed out on that, Envy.
I sure did.
That's pretty great.
It looks like he's trying to smash the Toa. Yeah. And just running for their lives.
Like, I'm summoning the beam. I was looking at the Arthur one with the hand. I was like,
gosh. I'll wreck you quick fast, mate.
That's an old one, but it is so literal.
Why did someone make a meme of X Trooper? What is that doing there?
You what, mate? I'll wreck you quick fast, mate. I swear to me, mom.
Real talk, though. Real talk. The Arthur picture without Bionicle influence at all is probably one of the funniest memes to happen recently in recent years. I love that one.
It's the Arthur one is one of those things that doesn't make any sense too, because it's like
it's so subtle.
It's so
yeah,
I mean, no, it does make sense because he's forming a fist.
Yeah, he's like he's trying
yeah, I know,
to
but I mean, like, I'm saying that like from the perspective of someone who made that meme for the first time, I don't know. Like, it's not like Arthur is mad and everything. It's literally just a photo of his fist.
Yeah.
So the guy who did that for the first time was just like,
yeah
sure.
Why not?
I want to take someone who
I still remember the... I
don't know how he
episode.
Would, like, grab that screenshot. It was like he saw a picture of Arthur's fist. And he's like, yeah, I can do that. I can do something with that.
This looks potentially memeable.
I want to take, like, someone who used the internet back in, like, the late 90s and just drop them off into, like, the center of meme culture and just see what they do. Like, how they
would
react
to
that. It
would be fascinating.
It's like, what's going on? Is this what we wasted our time doing?
It's crazy, too. Memes are, like, they're, like, the purest form of something going viral, I feel. Like, they're, you know, viral marketing is supposed to be big, and you have, like, promoted videos and stuff people put like, a lot of content into. But memes are, like, the purest form of something just stupid trash that becomes this giant in-joke among people.
Yeah.
And then it, like, goes everywhere. You know? Something that couldn't happen without the internet.
Yep. Now, the funny thing to me, it's like, I know, we're not idiots. Let's be real. Memes doesn't necessarily.
It's debatable,
I guess. Mm. So, but like, we know that memes wouldn't necessarily translate into like product sales, like advertising or whatever. But it must be said, I feel like Bionicle's had a greater reach with this meme culture thing than any of Lego's contests.
Well,
with like
that was the thing. Like,
and stuff.
I talked on.
I saw a bunch of people in the comments of like certain memes saying, "I wish they still made these things."
Yeah, see, exactly.
And
that
I was
the
like,
thing
"If
that
only
like,
you were here a year ago."
I didn't even know it had come back.
Yeah.
And but the majority of these memes, they're very Gen 1 focused. I think I've only seen one that has anything to do with G2 at all.
There's been several. There's been like Interactive Destroyer.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like,
I've seen that.
They're not the most popular ones.
Yeah.
There was another one. It's like, when did this showing the original Tolomata become more beautiful than this, and like shows like the new masters?
Yeah, and that's the one I'd seen.
Yeah,
but I mean, it goes to show you, Bionicle was really, really popular back in the day.
Yeah,
like I don't think we have yet to really fathom how big it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because, like, on Reddit, too, like, on like the memes are getting about 4,000, 5,000 leaks. Or leaks. Upvotes.
We can't talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, it's the nostalgia factor, man. This is the fact that these are the kids that had the parents that were like, oh, this looks cool. I'm going to get this for my kid. They enjoyed that toy once and then never again, you know?
It's just crazy to me, like, some of the highest... I'm looking at the Bionicle subreddit on Reddit right now. And, like, the top thing... I'm going to look at all time. What's the top thing of all time? The top link from all time is... Pohato, toe of Ireland, which is Pohato on a potato, I guess.
What are you saying?
I'm sorry.
That's the meme.
This is the meme. Pohato. Yeah. Potato.
Pohato.
Anyhow,
it's Mr. Pohato.
I love that picture so much.
I think the quality of that meme is poor.
Long story short, it has 330 upvotes, yeah, as opposed to like the 5,000 people. So it's extended people on Reddit that know about this line and know about the thing, and they don't know that Bionicle came back, which is kind of poor marketing, honestly.
Kind of, yeah. Feel. People, you shouldn't be just now finding out. Like,
what do you mean?
Yeah.
I had a conversation with someone like the other day, and they didn't even know Bionicle came back. I was like,
I was.
The majority of people, week. I feel like, didn't know Bionicle came back.
No, I don't think they did.
Takuma, yeah. That's probably one of my favorites I've seen so far, but nobody would understand it until I've actually done that. But I have in my youth.
I've seen this.
That's too. From instructions for a Bionicle set, isn't it?
I believe so. Yep.
Which set is
that?
Yeah,
I was playing Overwatch. I was like last week, I think, or maybe the week before, in Overwatch, and someone sees my name and like, oh, is that a Bionicle thing? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, those were cool. I was like, they came back. And he's like, really? I was like, yeah, and they've been canceled again.
We ran into somebody really recently on Overwatch.
Yep.
Is Mace
Nuva. Oh, did Meso keep posting Yo-Yo Piraka on the thing?
Yes, he did.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think that would actually work, but I guess it did.
Well, it didn't.
Yeah.
It actually just goes to show you. Hey, Bionicle fan. And he was like, yeah, my name comes from Mace Windu in the Toa Nuva. We were like, that's awesome.
Whoa.
And we recommend it in the TGV, but if you ever listen to this, yeah.
Hey. I think Purple's the only one who's been recognized.
Go check it out. Kind of...
Purple, like, laid it on thick.
The thing, too, with Bionicle being, like, back into this pop culture thing is just... How many people got the in-joke to me? That was great. Yeah. How many, like, in-jokes based around G1 were had and people are, like, totally jumping on board with it?
It was crazy.
So the story has such permeance with people's minds more than I honestly thought it ever did, you know?
It's because of that Mask of Light hype back on Cartoon Network.
Honestly, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Mask of Light had good marketing. That's how you market
it.
It
really
thing.
Did. It was everywhere. Yeah. I remember one of my friends was like, you know, I never got into Bionicle, but I just remember watching. I used to watch Cartoon Network all the time, and they would always show commercials for Mask of Light. And
they would hype that up.
It just got
up.
Me hyped. I remember talking to kids at my school, and they were always talking about it, like, oh, are you going to watch Mask of Light? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You guys remember? So I made this, like, this thing in my art class. We had a shop lesson. And I made like a little logo of my mask, like my self mock. It was like my iconic Kakama with the scar and everything. Yeah. It was like a print, and I was working on that. And then like a group of classmates came up to me and they're like, "What is that?" And I was like, "Oh, well, did you ever play with Bionicle as a kid?" And everybody instantly recognized what it was. They were like, "Oh, dude, that's awesome!"
It's
Yeah, honestly, like Bionicle was just. It's such a culture phenomenon that I forgot was so popular, honestly, in the last couple of years.
Yep.
Because, like, you know, how Bionicle had its ups and downs coming back, and I was just like, you know, maybe just people weren't interested. And it's like a thing where maybe people didn't know it was coming back.
I feel like Bionicle's in that same category as, like, 90s Nickelodeon shows, Power Rangers.
It is.
You know, all those
things. Really, honestly.
It absolutely is.
And yeah, I feel like had like it committed to like a bigger presence for Bionicle, had they decided to go all out with it,
it would have gotten some traction at least. With casual
I mean it just goes to show you how little they actually marketed it, because there are definitely people that would have bought it.
I mean, think about it now, right? The Power Rangers are coming back.
Yeah,
there's a movie, you know, there's a movie coming out that's like the Power Rangers movie. I'm now like I wonder how popular the Bionicle movie would be if they ever did that. Because this is show, like, well, before that, I was like, I guess there's not really that much Bionicle fans, but this has shown that there is still a really giant, like, nostalgic people.
It's all about people who care. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Go and see a movie.
Like, surely the Power Rangers movie isn't going to be perfect. I predict a lot of missteps with that one. But it's going to get people are going to watch it because it has Power Rangers in it.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
because of
you,
that,
you're
it
like,
will probably
dude,
get
I love
a
Power
sequel
Rangers.
And it will probably become a franchise.
That's how Transformers became a franchise. Let's be real.
Yeah,
it's all about, like, what you want to put into it. And...
I wish we had been the Transformers podcast back before the first movie came out, you know? Like, imagine just being, like, and talking about, like, some of the TV
TFW.
Shows and stuff.
That
and then, like, it explodes and becomes this multi-million dollar franchise.
And then we have to talk about stuff like, oh, is it really worth it if, like, the quality is going to be degraded by Michael
Bay?
Yeah,
Michael
like,
Bay.
Getting into this existentialism about, like, storytelling integrity and whatever. It's...
Then we can talk about how the toys just got worse and worse over the years. Cause
I'm kind of glad Michael Bay didn't touch Bionicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very glad, too.
Yeah.
Who would you want as a director
humans
for Bionicle?
Movie?
Yeah, to be fair.
Who would I want
I
as a director?
He wouldn't have just touched Bionicle. He would have crumpled it like a paper.
Starring Megan Fox as Golly.
As Golly! Everyone's a robot except for Golly, who's just Megan Fox.
Yeah, Golly is just Megan Fox with the mask. Not any armor, just the mask. She's like, you know, in like a tank top or whatever. And she just has a Kanohi going around.
Yeah, and she, like, flirts with old Tawa, even though, you know...
Oh, and they make her...
Even though romance isn't canon?
Yeah.
Right.
They make her the leader instead of Tahu so she could have more screen time.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll mystique her, basically.
Or like
they'll make Golly the main character.
Dies and she takes over. Is there, like...
Oh, man. Let's make this parody. Let's do it.
Let's do this. Let's cast the worst Bionicle movie. Because we tried, well, it would be a good Bionicle movie. What's the worst Bionicle movie we could cast?
Oh,
Nicolas Cage is Tahu.
Justin Bieber is Sakua.
Yes. Let's do it.
Justin Bieber is Tahu.
Directed by M.
Night Shyamalan, yes.
No.
And he pronounces all the names wrong, too.
No,
it's Tahu.
Directed and starring... Tommy Wiseau.
I was going to say Tommy Wiseau as Makuta.
Tommy Wiseau as Makuta
yes!
would be pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that is.
Tommy Wiseau as Makuta.
I didn't do
I
it.
I didn't do it. 1,000 ways.
You carried us apart, Toa.
Oh, hi, Toa.
Into the shadows you will go, Toa.
And you can call it the hut.
I could kill you 1,000 ways and 300 of them hurt.
You cannot destroy me, for I am nothing, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Rocky.
Oh, hi, Rocky.
Oh, man. I really want to see this movie.
Amazing.
Can you imagine Justin Bieber doing, like, a hockey game against Tommy Wiseau, basically, at the end of Bionicle Mask Light?
I would watch that.
Oh, hold up. She's dying. Breathe.
We're losing her.
Come back to a 911.
You gotta wait until you come to America to die,
Viper. That was...
Can I have a dozen Kanohis, please?
You're my favorite customer.
You're my favorite customer.
Unbelievable.
I love... Okay, you know, only a portion of our audience is really going to get this in-joke, but it's totally going to be worth it.
Yep. Anyone that has this in the room
well,
is...
Any,
other,
like, any other trash actors that we should
cast?
Yeah,
let's get DJ Khaled as a new one.
DJ Khaled is Onua, Drake as Tahu.
Are we sticking with the Megan Fox as Golly thing?
Yes.
Well, you know, can we have Shaquille O'Neal
Megan Fox
there somewhere?
Has to be Golly.
Shia LaBeouf as Lua.
No, I was gonna say.
You mean Lua?
I wanted him as the comma.
Yeah, I was about. Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. Maybe what if Shaquille O'Neal was like one of the Taraga?
Shaquille O'Neal is the comma.
No,
he would be Winua. Yeah, Taraga Winua.
Yeah, so he'd
wow.
have like
imagine like Taraga like the Taraga are all short. They're all like no. Here's what happened.
Shortest, yeah,
Winua would be like the shortest. So he's like they like CG. Like a midget version of Shaquille O'Neal.
I got it. Kanye West as Onua.
Kanye West.
No, I love dirt, huh?
No,
Kanye West needs to be someone more important. Like,
Kanye West could honestly be Tahu.
Yeah, Tahu.
Sirens outside.
No. Yes.
Or I guess he could be Makuta, even though Tommy Wiseau has already gotten that spot, and be like, I am a god, rapping while he's like,
right. I am a Toa.
Oh, hey, I got it. How about for Kopaka, we do Donald Trump?
Oh.
Now you made it awkward.
Now you made it political.
I'm thinking about it.
No. You know who's a perfect Kopaka? Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Intro theme song.
Eminem, Vanilla Nice. Vanilla Nice.
Vanilla Nice.
Vanilla Ice, and like Eminem as who? Pahatu?
Because like, I was saying, like, Eminem should be Jala, so.
I think. Yeah.
Jala and Justin
Jala
Bieber.
Yeah.
Eminem and Justin Bieber go around and end up.
I don't know. Eminem's actually a decent actor. Have you guys never seen.
Yeah, no, Eminem is a good actor.
Toro should be Leafy.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, you know, so is Shia LaBeouf.
Literally the best idea I've ever heard.
And Candlestick Guy is Tom Cruise.
Candlehead,
wait,
yes.
Tom Cruise can be a good actor, though.
Candlehead.
Can we make Acmo Nicolas Cage?
How did we forget about Nicolas Cage?
Wait. Who's Nicolas Cage?
Acmo.
Oh, okay. I can see it.
I like that. Also,
oh my
Meso,
gosh,
he made Jeez,
Viper.
Not the, not the Coley Balls.
That's what Vin said
not
at
the
first.
The Coley Balls.
make Tahu, what, Kanye West. There you go.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Can we get, like, Arnold in there? Schwarzenegger? Or, like, one of the, like, the terrible action stars, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
if we weren't talking about, like, 01 characters, I would honestly put Nicolas Cage's V-Zon.
Also,
I'm gonna steal the mask of life.
Hey, can we make all the Borok Peter Dinklage?
Wow, Peter Dinklage is Borok.
That's what it is in the credits too.
Not Game of Thrones Peter Dinklage.
It's just
Destiny
a bunch of
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Dinklage doing
Peter
somersaults.
I just love the credits. Peter Dinklage as Borok.
All the Dinklebots come up.
Not the Borok, not Borok's.
Clean
just
it all.
Like Borok.
They have to pull
clean.
Off the thing with the like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Willy Wonka, blah, 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 blah.
Or it's just like a crazy adaptation where there's only one Borok.
What happens when you get the Toa Kata involved?
Oh, boy.
What if Weruha was Flo from the Progressive commercials?
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes.
She's back.
Oh, goodness
back
me.
Again.
Back again.
And then Akamai is Jake from State Farm. Do it.
We're just pulling everybody in here. It's going to be the Avengers of bad actors.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing.
All right, so we're missing like half the cast of the Toa.
Can you imagine like the prologue when Takua's about to summon the Toa and he's like a good neighbor?
Yes.
State Farm is there.
Akamai is there.
Like, when all hope is lost and times seem dark, the prophecy of State Farm will summon the heroes.
I love it. All right, well.
That's incredible.
Oh, goodness me.
I want to see this movie
yeah,
now.
Me too.
We're missing, like,
I kind of really do. That should be Bionicle Abridged, honestly. Like, they all get, like, all the characters
we'll
are there.
Yeah, we'll go hire those actors.
Yeah,
like, okay. Hey,
no, we're totally. Go. You'll hire those actors.
West, let's get the Kickstarter going.
Who's Liwa?
Me.
No. Well, no,
no,
he's
that's
bad
true.
Actors.
He would be a bad
actor. Yeah, exactly. Bad movie, bad actor, cast me as Liwa.
Who's Pahatu?
That way, everyone's happy.
LJ is Liwa.
Okay, we'll do. All right, here's what we'll have. We will have LJ's as Liwa. We will have. Who do we say was going to be Pahatu?
No one yet.
I don't think we
had
someone.
Let's say Tom Cruise.
Oh, no, no, no.
No.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
No.
Yes.
Adam Sandler, man.
Yo!
Yes. We got to have Adam Sandler.
No.
Call him up right now.
Oh, no. Make Owen Wilson Pahatu and Adam Sandler Liwa.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And then we'll have, like, okay, so Vanilla Ice as Kopaka. Kanye as Tahu, Megan Fox as Golly. Who else? Who's left? Onua? Who's Onua?
Kopaka. Onua is DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. So yeah, I mean, that's all the Toa.
No, we're still missing. Wait, another one. Okay, cool.
We have all the Toa, and then Justin Bieber as Sakura, and Eminem as Jala.
Nah.
I think we should have
Why not Eminem?
Not subscribe to that.
All right, who do you want? Who do you want as Jala?
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Too old. He's gotta be youngerish guy. Gotta be.
That could be
guy.
Part of the joke is that he's an old guy.
No, Jeff Goldblum should be one of the Taraga, totally. But like, gotta be like
okay, Zac Efron. Yeah.
Fine.
No.
Zac Efron.
Yes.
Zac Efron. Bieber.
Zach.
I'm watching.
No.
You know who should be Taraga Matau. Taraga Matau. Seth Rogen.
I was just about to say Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen would be amazing. Now, no comma. Obvious choice. James Franco.
No, what? No comma as James Franco?
Yeah, because you know Taylor Swift. No comma and the
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift
would be good.
No, Taylor Swift should be Holly.
I'm gonna listen.
It's like Zac Efron and Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber go on an adventure to fight Tommy Wiseau.
I like this.
No. Kristen Wiig as Nakama. She's not a bad actress, but okay. I feel like she could rock it.
She could rock it.
Yeah, we need some
talent.
I have
no idea who you're talking about.
We do.
She's the skinny redhead in Ghostbusters.
All right.
Wait, redhead?
I don't know. I still
don't know. She was redhead in Ghostbusters.
You're right. Yep.
Well, that case.
Yeah, her.
This is coming together.
What do we have left?
All right.
We got to throw Jeff Goldblum in there, though.
Jeff Goldblum.
Maybe
Onua.
Maybe
he should be.
Could Jeff Goldblum
be
Onua? No,
he's
got to
be something more important.
What if
Jeff Goldblum was Mata Nui?
He's the entire island.
He just falls asleep.
You know what? Returns? How could this be? Life,
you know what? Here's honestly it. Mata Nui has to, even though he's not a bad actor, Mata Nui has to be Mark Hamill. Because he doesn't say anything.
Wow.
He just shows up at the very end.
Wait. No. No.
He has to. Dude, you. Listen. Okay. Listen.
Envy hasn't seen The Force Awakens.
You can't see this picture and tell me that's not Mata Nui. That's Mata Nui, man.
Like, Photoshop the rock like as his chest.
Why are we putting Dwayne Johnson on his chest?
Oh, snap, I forgot about...
That's not Dwayne Johnson.
that's Sam Neill.
Oh my god, it gets even better. This is totally Mata Nui, guys. Look at that.
No, I think
he's our Lord and Savior, Mata Nui.
I think Sam Neill should be Kazani, because I'm about to show you what he was like in Event Horizon. Oh my gosh.
Sure, but no one cares about
Kazani. Oh, the Balrog Queens. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
No!
Yes! Yes! Like there we go.
Perfect. No, it's gotta be.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's
gotta be.
What on earth?
It's gotta be Kylie and Kendall Jenner.
there we go.
No, Kim Kardashian should be Rudaka.
Oh, I feel bad about making fun of Kim Kardashian.
What's
nothing? I don't know who else to cast.
Me either.
See, I know we already picked a Tahu, but I almost want Ben Affleck to be Tahu.
Yeah, he's the one good actor.
No, he should be the one good actor.
He's like,
you guys don't think Ben Affleck's a good actor?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I think he's. I think he's fine.
I don't think Ben Affleck's a good person, but I don't know about his acting.
Why do you think he's a good person?
Right. Wait, who did we decide? Oh,
okay, is it because you already killed someone because they have the same name as his mom? Yeah. Okay, I got you.
What?
Why are you spoiling something? Everything?
I already Shout knew out. That though.
Ah.
I'm not going to see that movie again.
Here's the thing, folks.
We actually were planning on watching that movie again.
Since Envy's been gone, he doesn't really know too much about what's been going on in pop culture these past 2 years.
For the first time!
Well, here's the deal, though.
Deal or no deal?
So he's missed out on the Marvel movies, which
we were excited about one thing.
Missed out on all the memes from the past 2 years.
And it turns out that we scheduled a Civil War viewing night. Because Envy said he hadn't seen anything from Civil War. And we're like, he doesn't know. He doesn't know about Tinker Tech Takedown. He doesn't know about Spider-Man. Turns out he totally didn't know.
We asked several times, hey, do you know anything about it? Anything. He's like, no. And so we thought, okay, he doesn't know about Spidey. He knew about Spidey.
Well, you're talking about spoilers. And then you admitted after that scene when I had said I already knew he was in the movie that it wasn't a spoiler.
No,
so.
it wasn't specifically spoilers. We're also asking, like, any details, anything you know about
who's
the movie.
In it?
I was just thinking about, like, obviously the story, but mostly spoilers.
It's a fair assumption to make.
Normally, casting would not be a spoiler.
Right.
Like,
anything
that's
in the trailers is not a spoiler.
It was just to us, it was like, could there be some way you didn't know they got Spidey back from, like, Sony? Is that possible? And evidently it was not.
I knew.
Not possible. Impossible. Anyway, here's what I've learned about our movie
pitch.
Now
we can talk about Tanker Truck Takedown.
Our movie pitch is going
to be -$5.
Quite expensive.
Yep, you and Kahi.
This movie will bankrupt us. This is what I've learned.
Really?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Imagine all this casting.
And think of all the negative dollars you can make off releasing this.
You know how much we're going to have to pay Tommy Wiseau?
A lot of money.
Tommy Wiseau is going to be paid more than anyone else here, even DJ Khaled.
Yep.
Yeah. Or Kanye.
Right? Yeah.
Jake.
No, Khaled might do it for free. You know, smart and loyal.
Yep. For now,
smart. He's the one who's smart and loyal?
Yeah.
Let's put a cap in this discussion. I think we're done. Yeah.
I still...
You're not done?
Okay.
You got more ideas?
I was just gonna say I have a different thing in mind for Nokama, but whatever.
Oh really?
What do you have?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Wow. Appropriate.
Oh, wait a minute now. Hold
Time
on.
Time to
now.
Rethink the whole world.
Wait.
No.
Okay, guys. We're thinking about this the wrong way. We're picking the Turaga, but how would they be as Toa? Who do we have so far? Nicki Minaj. Who else?
We have Seth Rogen as Mattel.
Seth Rogen, who's James Franco?
James Franco he was Nokama.
Nobody.
He was Nokama, but he's not anymore. Okay, cool.
Not anymore.
So then we have Owen Wilson and...
Owen Wilson's Pahatu, isn't it?
Yeah, he was... Oh, wait, no, yeah, you're right. He was Pahatu.
Shaq.
Manua.
So Shaq, Nicki Minaj. Did I list out? I've forgotten.
We could add James Franco somewhere. James Franco could be Vakama. It's kind of a major role for him, though.
Anoa.
Wait, who is Jeff Goldblum?
Traga Stone. Somebody needs to be him. So it's Franco.
No. You know who needs to be Vakama, honestly?
Huh. Who?
Tobey Maguire.
I was about to say. I was thinking.
Because he goes through that emo phase in 2005.
Oh,
where he's like,
He is Vakama.
He really is, though.
He really is.
Literally.
In that case,
literally.
The only one we're missing is Nuju.
that gif gets me every time.
I saved that gif just for this particular moment.
You've been waiting, you know. You are prepared for everything except for when Bionicle becomes relevant as a meme.
I've been waiting.
And that's never going to happen again, too. That's like,
no,
that's
she
it.
Was,
like,
she was prepared.
Dropped the ball.
She was just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Who's Nuju?
I can't think of
Nuju
his name.
Could be Jeff Goldblum. Or
Jeff Goldblum. No, I'm trying. It's Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan.
Why would...
No, he's too old, though.
For Nuju?
You're casting these as
they're
Toa.
All old.
Yeah.
Nuju.
Oh, tell
Nuju,
me Maguire.
The Turaga. Turaga Nuju.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that, like, right now we're casting him as Toa. We're doing him as Toa. Like, you look at all
okay,
the people.
Fine.
Can we make Mel Gibson Nuju?
I have a name in the back.
David Hasselhoff.
What's his name?
David Hasselhoff.
I want to cast
as
Ben
Nuju.
Kingsley in this.
Yeah. No, gosh.
Gary Busey.
No, I...
Now,
look, guys, it's not someone that we're going to understand anyways. All he's going to do is click
and whistle. Who's the guy in the chair? The smart, like, science-y guy in the chair.
Stephen Hawking?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
I approve.
Wow.
Wow.
Who's the guy in the chair?
Who's the guy in the chair?
Who's the smart guy in the chair?
You.
I listened. You are terrible. It was Stephen something, but I didn't want to say Stephen King.
Wow.
The guy in the chair.
Man, you are.
That's incredible.
You are just a piece of work.
You should have just dropped it when you realized what you were about to say.
Yeah, that's pretty. Boy.
Listen, we want to cast him.
Look, yeah, let's call up the smart guy in the chair and see what he thinks about it.
Yeah. All right, well, here's our rough draft list. Share your thoughts in the comments section below.
You don't have them. You don't have them organized.
Starring Nicolas Cage as Akmu, DJ Khaled as Onua, Vanilla Ice as Kopaka.
Starring Nicolas Cage as Akmu. That's the star of the movie.
They do that all the time. They do that in movies where it would be like, starring this person, and they're barely there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They do that in one movie once where like a character died like early on. Yeah. And it's like, I thought they were the main character. Adam Sandler as Leela. Tommy Wiseau as Makuta. Megan Fox as Golly. Justin Bieber as Takanuva / Takua. Kanye West as Tahu. Zac Efron as Jawler. Peter Dinklage from Destiny as Dvorak. Flo from Progressive as...
Weruha.
Okay. Jake from Stay Harm as Akamai.
Wait, is it Akamai? I thought it was Akame.
That's what I thought too, but
I thought it was Akamai.
Like how we Mary Kate Ashley Olsen as the Barrod Queens. Shaquille O'Neal as Winua. Seth Rogen as Matau. Kristen Wiig as Nokama. Taylor Swift as Holly. Jeff Goldblum as Matanui. James Franco as Anawa. Tobey Maguire as Makama. And also starring David Hasselhoff as Nuju.
Yes. I like
the question that the
end. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, David Hasselhoff as
I
Nuju,
would
I guess.
No, because I thought we were doing Stephen Hawking as Nuju, and that's why I was like, wait a second.
Three
okay, sure.
I wanted to do Mel Gibson as Nuju.
Mel Gibson would also be great.
We got to save some casting for the sequel, guys.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson should be in the
Yeah.
Mel Gibson would be a car.
A car.
But that's getting too far along.
I
think Eddie Redmayne should play Zac Turn.
Go!
Wait, Eddie Redmayne? Is that the guy in Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah, but...
Time out.
He also...
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well... Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So now do we talk about Overwatch?
Are you leading into something here? Or?
Yeah.
Is that the guy from
Fantastic Beasts? He is from Fantastic Beasts. But he also has done like a really, really cringy film called Jupiter Ascending, where he was like so
melodramatic. Oh, right, yeah. That's a terrible movie.
He was like...
I didn't realize that was him. I gotta look this up now.
Is from my family. Oh, I can't think of anything.
Oh my gosh, that is him.
I just remember the part where he just goes to Mila Kunis, go!
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, as fun as this discussion has been, I think we do need to talk about one of our sponsors. So there's no real way to segue into this, so I'll just be like, hey, if you like awesome videos and getting our content early, consider checking us out at vessel.com/ the TTV channel and subscribing to our early access program for $3 a month or $19.99 a year. Now, however, if you'd like to get a taste of what is offered with Vessel Early Access, you can check out our other podcast, the LEGO TTV Brick Feed Podcast, whatever you want to call it, which is available every Saturday for free on the Vessel platform. You do not have to be under early access to watch that show. But if you like what you see and you want more of it, please consider. There's a lot of cool stuff over there. Hopefully more to come in
the future. You also don't need to be on early access to watch any shows. It's only if you want to watch it early.
Yeah, it's basically like YouTube otherwise.
Yeah.
It just runs parallel.
Even your free views without any money exchanging or any credit cards, just watching things for free on Vessel helps us out a lot. So.
Yep. So yeah, that is basically that. That was a crazy discussion. Yeah,
that's fun.
I want to think about it.
That was
some
a stupid
more.
Discussion.
It merits some thought, but.
I'm kind of done with it now.
I've
laughed it out.
Yeah. It's, I think it's time to go.
Not yet. We try we got to, more stuff we don't to talk try about.
To... Time
no.
to go.
What?
LJ, I know you want to spotlight a community project. Now is probably a good time.
No, it's not a community project. It is, however, a video series done by a guy in the community.
Wow.
So, is that not the same thing?
Well, I mean...
It's a project in the Bionicle community.
But it's done by one guy. Anyway, Lumikin's...
It doesn't matter!
Why does that differentiate? Okay, whatever.
I mean, I guess...
Because it implies that there's more people in
it. Just start talking about the thing!
It doesn't. One person involved. Yeah, it does. Because when we talk about community projects on our boards, it's a collaboration of people.
A project, noun, an individual or collaborative enterprise that is carefully planned and designed to achieve a particular aim. Anyway,
I mean,
continue.
Sure, that's one half of community projects.
Semantics.
Yeah, one community, half of community projects.
Anyway,
saying,
so
okay.
A guy by the name of Lumikin Studio, he has been running a series, and it's basically Toa versus Toa, X how many Toa? Like Tahu versus Tahu versus Tahu versus Tahu versus Tahu versus Tahu versus Tahu. And it's all the different sets of Tahu that's been released, and he stop motion animates a fight between all of them. And he's done Tahu, Kopaka, Pohatu, and Liwa. Liwa is his latest one, and he let me voice all of the Liwas in that video.
Oh, is that why we're highlighting it?
Yep, and also because it's good.
Okay, it's also why the video turned out so bad. No, just
I thought he did a spectacular job, especially with the stop motion.
Yeah, the stop motion was probably the best I've seen from this series, honestly.
Yeah, he's improved consistently between episodes, and it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, I love Liwa versus Liwa just because like it has everything. It has fluid fight scenes, it has character humor with Liwa, but it also has just really great visual gags. Like, there's some stuff in there that's just hilarious and very appropriate. And also, there's some excellent stop motion, too. I don't know how he pulled it off. Like, the whole thing when Liwa gets possessed by the Krana. That was just
spoilers.
Clay. He used it with clay.
Well, it worked out great.
Yeah. But I just want to mention him because it's a really, really good video. I enjoyed it. I liked being a part of it.
Man.
I'm glad that he asked me. Because, you know.
It was definitely
six
awesome.
Liwas. There are five Liwas.
Yeah, it was great, because a while ago, I had always seen a Spooky Scary Skeletons video, but I didn't see the Toa versus Toa videos until quite recently, so I had no clue about the Kopaka one.
I don't know how I did not, because Kopaka one is how I first found out about him.
Yep.
And, my first one was Tahu.
And I remember showing that to you, Meso, because I was surprised you had never seen it. It's like, aw, come on. I gotta show this to Meso.
Like,
it's got his favorite
scene. I had always wondered how the Solek joke actually became so widespread, considering it was like a Makutafest thing. And now I know. It's because there's 300,000 view videos with like the Solek joke as the focal point. People probably started making it a joke without even knowing it was sourced from us. Just like Solek is our savior.
That's not necessarily the case. Because that video came out in May. I mean, Solek comes down, sure, but just based off of that, I don't think it spread to the extent
that
it has.
With the Hallelujah music.
I'm
not saying it's the only reason. I'm saying it's part of the reason why it's lasted so long. It gets a new audience of people, new view infusions. It's not like all the new people go back and rewatch Makutafest 2015. You know what I mean? It's like, it has to come from somewhere. Anyway, it's good quality work.
Yeah. No, he does a great job. I definitely would like people to go and check it out because it's really funny and I'm in it.
Of course.
Fun.
You did good, Ultra. You did good.
No, you didn't. Don't give yourself too much credit.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty.
Yeah, okay, that's it for me.
I feel like
else.
That whole movie discussion could have burned us out. We're all tired now.
Yeah, and like as soon as we finished the conversation, it was just like, so yeah.
it went on for so long that it took up the majority of our time, and so it sounds like, oh, now we just... Now it's like we need filler because we don't have multiple conversations. So unless we want to talk about Halloween Overwatch...
Spoiler alert, it's so fun, and the skin weather? Grind is real.
No, it's so real.
I'm still upset I haven't got a single one. I'm going to miss the Halloween event completely.
That you are.
Play some today, if you like it.
Yeah, a little bit, but I'd rather play Gears of War 4.
Totally. I'm with you there.
Wow.
Let's do it.
Wow. A game you can play anytime versus a special event that's only here for the
Listen,
next 2 weeks.
She's already missed out on that game's launch. Gotta get into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually got it on launch day as well. And it's just,
wow,
been,
it's
sitting,
just been sitting
in my
there.
Room.
That's the
unopened.
Worst. I hate it when that's the thing.
It's not even open.
Man.
It's just been sat there in my room, unopened, for
well,
the past, like, week.
I guess before we wrap up the podcast Tuesday. And get to our video game play, I gotta, like, envy. How are things
wow.
with you? Like, do you got any words to say to the audience? People who are, like, looking forward to your return and doing stuff? Got any plans to talk about?
Wait, for what exactly?
Anything.
Sorry,
you
like,
as a person, you in the community, you as part of the channel.
Are there any series you'd like to announce that will inevitably fail so that everyone's disappointed again?
I'm just saying
anything
you want to say to your legions of fans.
The legions of fans that don't know
that
it
we
exist.
Already, like, yeah, we already got through pointing out that only a third of don't even realize who he is.
Well, for like the 10 who are bound to watch it, there's probably going to be another analysis within the next couple weeks if I get around to
get
it.
Get hype. And there were like 50 posts.
Resolving the very controversial ending, quote unquote ending. It was funny because I started replying to some comments about you know that were posted 2 years ago asking why I was leaving or stuff like that, and or like just commenting on the video. They're like, "Well, thanks for posting 2 years later." I was like, "Well, what do you expect? Mm-hmm. Was I supposed to reply while I was gone?"
Yep. This is like a primer for everybody. If you don't even know what the Invictus analysis is, you've got a few weeks. You should go watch it. I'm going to link the playlist in the description below. There's a lot of good comedy. I'm not even going to say what it is. Go find out for yourself.
There's little gems here and there, like scattered throughout the videos, but
it's a funny show, man.
It's worth trying to find them.
So go check that out and embrace the old in-jokes for their inevitable return fairly soon. That...
Oh boy.
Is probably it for today, if I had to say. It's been a fun show. Bionicles achieved meme culture and then died again. Mange is back. Invictus is back.
And missed out on Bionicle in its entirety.
Yeah, how does that feel?
It's certainly interesting that like all the leaks got confirmed and then I left and I bought some sets while I was away and I had no idea what the story was at all and just heard from you in letters and emails and stuff.
We still got a.
And then I go to Walmart like within the last couple months, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. Where all the sets go? There's like just two sets that are on clearance at Walmart. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll buy one because it's like $7 now. And then that was, I think you were telling me that it was potentially getting canceled, so I wasn't as surprised. But then to get back and find out like it's canceled,
they
for
cleared
sure.
them off shelves in record time. It happened really quickly.
I know that was quick. Like, 1 week it was there, next
it wasn't.
We still
gotta watch the animations and Journey to One at some point. But
that's not too bad.
That will come in the future. And I'm sure we'll talk more about stuff in the coming weeks as you reacclimate yourself to the world. But welcome back, I will say. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, welcome back,
Yay.
Andy. Woo!
So. Yeah, me.
So, that's probably all for this week's episode of the TTV Podcast. I thank you very much for listening. And if you'd like to support us and engage in exciting conversations about Bionicle Lego and just general stuff, feel free to check out the TTV message boards at board.ttvchannel.com. It's a cool place. Lots of interesting stuff going on over there. And you can also use the message boards to submit your entries for the Chroniclers Convergence 2016 event, where we'll be showcasing community projects on the channel. If you have a trailer for a project that you can somehow translate into video format, feel free to post it up on the submissions topic over there. I'll link it in the description below. It can be basically almost anything within reason. I'll link the video where I outline some ground rules for this thing. And the deadline for submissions is 11:59 p.m. Central Time on November 5th, 2016. So, With that being said, I'll see you all next time for the next exciting episode of the TTV Podcast. I'm Messinac.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm John.
I'm Ven.
I'm Fweffy.
I'm Takumanuva.
And I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
Aw, yeah. 217 episode. This was TTV Hype. See you guys next week. Bye.
Nice.
See you.
See you later.